from yesterday and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO. And we apologize for the late start, but hey, that's how it goes sometimes. An exciting girls game here tonight was really the reason for our late start in this boys contest between Walton and Afton. The Walton girls hang on for a 42-38 victory over Afton here on the Crimson Knights' home floor. It was an exciting second half filled with some big shots by Afton and Shikari Koss as they worked their way back in, but Walton able to just hold on for that four-point victory here tonight. Well, welcome into our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show here for the boys' contest tonight between Walton and Afton. Of course, Chambers and O'Hara is on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney for all your transportation needs as well as daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Set to be a good one here tonight between Afton and Walton. Afton is in the bottom half of the boys' MAC standings right now, but they're trying to work their way back in, and they've played some of the top teams in the MAC pretty tough, especially Delhi. They had Delhi here on their home floor just a couple of weeks ago, absolutely on the ropes before the Bulldogs were able to pull away. When you look at Walton on the other side, they're a team that's about 500 in the MAC right now, and they are looking to continue to get some big wins. They pulled off a win over Green last week, who's in the top half of the MAC standings. They also had a very close loss at Unitico in a game we did here on WCDO just a couple of weeks ago. So we know this is a team that can play, and they can compete with anybody in the MAC, and they had a close one with Sydney as well just 2 weeks back. So they're a team that is looking to improve on their standings, in the standings as they get closer to the MAC playoffs, which are just, can you believe it or not, folks, 2 weeks away. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll break this one down some more. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Ever go cruising through the local car lots but never see anything you like? Don't let that stop you from checking out Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. If what you want is not on our lot, we'll get it for you. We even make house calls and can bring that car, truck, van, or SUV of your dreams right to your driveway. At Chambers and O'Hara, most vehicles come with a free lifetime engine warranty. Just another great reason to check out what Cork and his crew have to offer. Don't let car shopping be a drag. Find your dream car at Chambers and O'Hara, or they will find it for you. Call today at 563-4311 or stop by on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count, and at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here tonight, live from Afton High School, as we get set for this boys' contest here between the Crimson Knights of Afton and the visiting Walton Warriors. Again, welcome into our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Cork and the crew are located on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Stop over and see them for all your transportation needs, daily rentals, and expert service department. You can count on Cork and the crew. They wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Let's quickly get in our Section 4 disclaimer here before tonight's broadcast. This broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Of course, we saw Afton here just last Friday night when they were in the doubleheader matchup. We had girls and boys here on CDO between Afton and Sydney. And Afton hung around with the Sydney boys until about halftime, and Sydney just had one of those nights where they shot the ball very well and they pulled away in the second half. Sydney has such a good starting five and then two or three off the bench that can really come in and play as well. And that is tough, as we've seen, for a lot of teams in the MAC to compete with, as Sydney went over and knocked off previously undefeated and state-ranked in Class D Delhi just last week on a big night from Nick Mino, who went a perfect 10-for-10 effort in the fourth quarter from the foul line, as Delhi falls 57-46 to Nick Mino and Sydney. And we knew that about Sydney at the start of the year. They played some close games. We did a game where they only beat Harpersville by 3, 50-47, and it was a game that I think Sydney expected to win by a lot more that night. They only ended up winning by 3. Since then, we've seen that Harpersville can play with anybody in the league as well. But we just heard from a lot of people that Sydney maybe was a little up and down, fighting some energy issues, I guess you could say, would come into a game feeling a little sleepy. Well, that certainly wasn't the case in the second half the other night here against Afton, as they really took it to the Crimson Knights in the second half. But in that first half, as we saw, Afton really able to play with Sydney, and as we mentioned before, they were really able to play with Delhi here on their home floor just a couple of weeks ago, only losing that game by 6 points. So this is a team for Afton that can come in and compete with anybody in the MAC if they get off to a good start. And that'll be interesting to see how they deal with Walton here tonight, because Walton as a team plays well on the road. We saw that a few weeks ago at Unitego, and they can shoot the ball from the outside. They shot the ball very well against Unitego, especially Blake Hitt. Hitt is a very good hitter from downtown. He's just a junior wearing number 4. He's 5'10", but he's got 15 three-pointers so far on the season. And between Hitt and Jared Beach hitting from the outside, Walton definitely has a good combination if Afton tries to go with the zone defense against them here tonight. Afton is going to have to be very careful for Walton's leading scorer here tonight, Michael Lindsay. He comes in averaging between 16 and 17 points a ball game. They're also going to have to be careful of Jared Beach, as we mentioned before. He averages 12 a game. So Walton has two guys in double figures, and they have some good size. They are rugged on the inside. Of course, you have Gavin Griffin and Alex Tweedy. Here's two guys that don't start but come off the bench as freshmen. Tweedy is 6'3", Griffin is 6'4", for head coach Dave Gardepi. So he has some size. And, you know, Blake Hitt is probably their smallest guard. He's 5'10". Jared Beach can go inside or outside. The senior there is 6'2", and he's got a couple other guys that are over 6', including Michael Lindsley, who is 6'2", and Robert Merrill, who is 6'4". So you have two guys who are 6'4". Some are coming off the bench. Some are your starters. So if you're Walton, you have some size, and you have some rugged abilities on the inside. And this is a club that has to be a concern for a lot of teams in the MAC come MAC playoff time, which, as we said before, is coming up in just 2 to 3 weeks. The seedings are going to be out here in a couple of weeks, and that first week in February is when everything will get started, leading up to the championship game for the MAC, which will be on Saturday, February 14th, over at SUNY Oneonta. That's going to be a fun day of basketball. We'll have both MAC boys and girls championships, as well as boys and girls championships for the Tri-Valley League, which we've been covering a lot more of here this season. Of course, we got a chance to look at the Lawrence boys on Wednesday as they defeated Franklin over in Lawrence, and that's a team that could possibly be in the boys' Tri-Valley Championship, so we could see them again in a couple of weeks. Battle maybe with Milford, a team we saw here on CDO just 3 weeks ago when they had a good battle at home with Morris. So we've seen a lot more of the Tri-Valley. We'll continue to see more of the Tri-Valley as we have a heck of a week coming up here on WCDO next week. We're going to do 4 games again Tuesday through Friday. And listen to this matchup, folks. Unitego-Sydney. 2 nights in a row. We got the boys game next Tuesday night, the girls game on Wednesday. So back-to-back nights of Sydney and Unitego. And I don't care what the records are. You can throw them out because that's always a dogfight between those two schools. A lot of good friends between the two schools, but also a good rivalry. Next Thursday, we'll have another Tri-Valley game. We'll be over in Franklin as it's Morris taking on the Purple Devils in boys action. That's set to be a good one. We've seen both those teams here on CDO this year, and that'll be an exciting matchup. And we'll kick it off on Friday night with the BG boys heading up to Sydney to take on the Warriors. That'll be next Friday night. So if you're marking these down on the calendar, you want to know who's playing when, that is all of next week. And you can always go to WCDOsports.com and check that out as well. We have everything there for you, including our WCDO Sports podcast, which is brought to you by Volkswagen Oneonta. We update that every Tuesday, so you can go check that out. And also, you're going to want to go to our main website, or you can check out our Facebook page. So we have a fun interview up there for this weekend. It's an interview I did with Otigo resident and Gilbertsville Mount Upton graduate Corin Todd, who will actually be going and participating in the ESPN X Games. Yes, that's right. He'll be live on ESPN this Sunday at 3 o'clock. You can watch his event. He's competing in snowcross, which is basically very athletic snowmobile racing. Some jumps in there as well. A lot of fun. We had a chance to sit down with Corin, and that full interview is up on our website, WCDOradio.com. You can go click it and listen to it as many times as you want. Corin, a young guy who lives in the area during the summertime over in Otigo. I see him quite a bit around the Gilbertsville area. And then in the winter, he moves out into the Midwest. He actually lives out in Minnesota, and they travel all over the United States and Canada to do some racing. So we got a lot of great sports content on our website right now for you, that's for sure. All right, let's take a quick break. Again, our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show here tonight as we have a late start between Afton and Walton. Hopefully you're in the car, maybe driving home from another game, and you can check in on this great contest here tonight between the Warriors and the Crimson Knights from Afton. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to Live High School Basketball tonight on WCDO.
This coming heating season, let Morabito keep life affordable. Morabito Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market, whether it's for fuel oil or propane. Ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. You'll discover a payment plan option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Catskill Travel, now at their new location, 24 River Street in Sydney, and now with a great Hawaii group cruise, with two-night pre-cruise stay in Honolulu, April 9th to the 18th, 2015. Visit the beautiful Hawaiian islands of Maui, Kauai, and Hawaii, staying overnight on Maui and Kauai. Inside cabins and pre-cruise tour rates start at only $17.99. Airfare from Albany additional. Catskill Travel, 24 River Street in Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO as we put the finishing touches on our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show here. Of course, Chambers and O'Hara is located Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Stop over, see Cork and the crew for all your transportation needs. They also have daily rentals, expert service department. You can head over there anytime and check out the variety of cars they have on the lot at any time. Cork and his staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. It is a boys' game here tonight between Walton and Afton, live from Afton High School. Set to be a great one here, and we'll get the starting lineups when we come back and ready for the tip-off as well. Walton in the visiting road orange uniforms tonight with the black and white trim, says Walton in white lettering across the chest there. Afton in the home whites again tonight with the black and the red trim, says Afton in black bold lettering across the front of the uniform there. For Dick Winan's crew here, the Afton boys looking to pick up a key MAC victory here tonight. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back, and we'll have tip-off between Walton and Afton. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back here on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Tobacco Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
New York Central Mutual Insurance of Edmonston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, New York Central Mutual has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. New York Central Mutual is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24-7, 365. Visit online, nycm.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO. We'll get the starting lineups for you here in just a minute. Just a quick update from down the road in Harpersville. Boys action, end of the third quarter. Unadilla Valley leading 41-25 over Harpersville. So just a quick boys MAC update there for you. Let's run through tonight's starting lineup. First for Walton, a senior wearing number 1, Jared Beach. A junior wearing number 4, Blake Hitt. A senior wearing number 13, Tyler Rivera. A senior wearing number 15, Michael Lindsay. And a senior wearing number 20, Robert Merrill. For Afton on the other side, a senior wearing number 4, Darren Heath. A senior wearing number 11, Caleb Stuhler. A junior, number 15, Joe Devona. A junior, number 24, Connor Graven-Briggs. And a junior wearing number 40, Kyle Hinman. We're underway, and Afton will win the opening tap here as they go right to left. And they are in the home whites tonight, as we said, and Walton in the very bright orange with the black trim. An early opening miss here by Kyle Hinman, and Walton will have the ball as they go left to right on their first possession of the night. They'll work it down low here for Michael Lindsay. Turnaround shot up and good. Good way to start the night here for the Walton Warriors. They lead 2-0. And Afton has the ball as they go right to left. They cross midcourt here with point guard Darren Heath. Heath had 15 the other night against Sydney. Passes into the corner for Caleb Stuhler, and a three ball it is for Stuhler to start the night. And so Afton regains the lead 3-2. An exciting little start to this contest here tonight between Walton and Afton. A 3-2 zone here for Afton, and Walton will work the ball into the right corner. Inside again to Merrill. He tried to find Blake Hitt on that left wing. Too tall for him, out of bounds. And possession will go back to Afton with 7:05 to go first quarter. 3-2, Afton on top of Walton here at home tonight for the Crimson Knights. A little 2-1-2 press put on by Walton. Afton breaks it and gets into the offensive end of the floor in front of the Walton bench. Hinman, a turnaround jumper, it's good. So Afton is hitting to start the contest here tonight. Hinman with a two-pointer, about 15 feet out right side, and Afton leads 5-2, 6:40 to go here in this opening frame in this MAC boys contest here tonight. Here's Walton going left to right. Back out for Blake Hitt from downtown. Swish for Blake Hitt. Wide open on that left wing. He hits his first three of the night, 16th of the season, and we're tied 5-5 with 6:20 to go first quarter. Both teams shooting the ball well in the opening 2 minutes. Here's Hinman into the corner. First miss of the night for Afton. Rebound comes down for the Crimson Knights. Bounces out of play and will remain here with Afton underneath their own basket. 6:15 to go, first quarter. We're tied 5-5, and Afton gets the ball in. Joe Devona from the corner. Three ball for Devona from the right baseline, and Afton leads 8-5. So two quick three-pointers here, one by Stuhler, one by Devona for Afton. 6 minutes to go, first quarter. Afton leads by 3, 8-5. Here's Blake Hitt. Works it inside for Robert Merrill. Back out for Jared Beach as they work it around. Hitt will go for three again. Bang! And Blake Hitt with six quick points for Walton. We're tied 8-8. He has 2 3-pointers to start the game. 5:40 to go, first quarter. Now a steal for Walton. Here's Jared Beach. Thought about maybe a dunk, and he tries to put in the layup, and it will go in, but it looks like he may have hurt his knee on the play with 5:36 to go, first quarter. 10-8 the score. We'll take a quick break as a nice layup there by Jared Beach, his first 2 points of the night. He came down a little awkward. We'll hope he's okay. Let's step away. It's 5:36 to go, first quarter. Walton leads 10-8. Boys action here in Afton I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back here on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. First quarter action here from Afton. And it's Walton leading 10-8. We're back underway quickly, and that's good because Jared Beach was able to walk off underneath his own power, Looked like he was going to maybe try to dunk that basketball on the breakaway. Instead went up for a layup, and the knee just gave out on him. But if it had been more serious than that, he would have been down for a little while longer. We'll hope he's okay. He's got some ice on it now. Alex Sorachinski is in the ball game for Walton as they bring it down the floor going left to right. We'll hope the best for Jared Beach, but everything does look okay. Just want to comfort anyone that might be listening at home that is a Walton fan. So 5 minutes to go, first quarter, 10-8 the score. Warriors leading. Afton trying to tie it back up. Kyle Hinman, left-handed layup, is blocked away. Afton with another rebound by Connor Graven-Briggs. Inside for Hinman, and this time he finishes it off. So Hinman with 4 points, and we're tied 10-10. Walton quickly back the other way, going left to right. Here's Blake Hitt, closely guarded by Darren Heath of Afton. Instead, works it inside there for Robert Merrill, his first 2 points of the night. And it's 12-10 with 4:38 to go first quarter. And we'll have a little stoppage of play here as looks like Connor Graven-Briggs might have taken one in the chops there and has to go over to sit down for a second here for Afton. So Deion Oakley is going to check into the ball game. Might have just got an inadvertent elbow on that play. And so a rough and tumble game so far here tonight between Afton and Walton. 4:30 to go first quarter. Walton leading by 2, 12-10. Afton with the ball working also against a zone here tonight as Walton is throwing everything at the Crimson Knights. They work it inside for Kyle Hinman now in the paint. Misses the little bunny layup there. And Walton will come back the other way with 4:10 to go first quarter. And here is Blake Hitt, top of the key for Sorachinski, left side. Afton sitting in this 3-2 zone with Darren Heath at the top. Walton works it inside, looking there for Michael Lindsley off his hands. And Afton scoops up the loose change, and they bring it down here with Darren Heath. Heath now for Deion Oakley for 3, left corner, couldn't get it to go off the back rim. Walton with the rebound. Here comes Sorachinski on the break. Passes one off for Tyler Rivera, and he's fouled on the play, and we'll have a whistle. 3:45 to go first quarter. Walton leads 12-10. Boys action here tonight from Afton High School. Walton will inbound the ball here late in this first quarter underneath their own basket. They work it in for Michael Lindsay. Now back over into the corner for Blake Hitt. Thought about a three, got it off, and in this one is his first miss of the night. Afton looking to run and gun. They get it to the left side. A little reverse layup here for Deion Oakley, up and in. Heath found him on the break, and Oakley made that one look easy. His first 2 points of the night, and we're tied at 12. Very acrobatic shot. 3:25 to go, first quarter, tied at 12. Walton with the ball, working it inside. Right block, up and off the glass, and good there for Michael Lindsay. He now has 4 points, averaging 16 a game. 3:10 to go, first quarter. Walton leads 14-12. Here's Hinman back the other way, and he'll get called for a travel. Got a little over-anxious on that baseline. He had a wide-open lane to the hoop and just took that one extra step a little too early, so Walton will have the ball. 3:08 to go, first quarter. Checking in is, this will be Shane McGovern for Afton, coming off the bench for head coach Richard Winans. So Walton looking to add to this lead. They lead by 2. Blake hit for 3, top of the key. Didn't even set up the offense. Misses the shot. Afton back the other way, going right to left. Down the left wing here for Darren Heath. Passes inside for Caleb Stuhler, and his shot is knocked away and out of bounds. Good defense in the zone there by Sorachinski of Walton. Ball out of bounds and stays with Afton underneath their own hoop with 2:50 to go first quarter. Into the left block. Now for Hinman. Turnaround shot up and good. Hinman now has 6 for Afton. Got the ball right on that low block. Turned around, put it in. We're tied at 14. 2:40 to go, first quarter. Down into the left corner. Back up for Blake. Hit another 3 ball. This one rattles out. He started 2 for 2. Now he's 2 for 5. Rebound for Afton. We'll have a foul there. Hinman brought it down, and he got tied up with Tyler Rivera of Walton directly underneath the hoop. And we'll have a whistle there for the foul. First foul of the night there for Walton. We're in a pretty clean game, even though it has been physical. It's been a clean brand of physical, as that was the first foul on either team. 2:25 to go, first quarter. We're tied at 14. Boys action between Afton and Walton. Now a steal at half court right in front of the scorer's table, but Afton gets it right back. Here's Stuhler for 3 as he stepped in from that right wing side, and it's off the mark. And here's Jared Beach right back into the game here for Walton after buckling that knee. Great to see. He's going to try a 3 ball right side. This one's short. Rebound here for Walton at the left block, and now stolen away here by the quick hands of Darren Heath down low in the land of the trees. And the 5'8" Heath comes away with it. Back the other way for Joe Devona from downtown. No good. Rebound again for Afton, and this one will roll in. Great rebound and put back for Shane McGovern in the middle of the paint for Afton, and they lead 16-14 with 1:40 to go first quarter. Here's Jared Beach for Walton. They're in the orange and black here tonight on the road as they go left to right. Here's Beach outside the three-point line, skips the zone. It's a 3-2 for Afton. Here's Hit into the lane. Floater is good. Blake Hit now with a team and game-high 8 points to lead Walton, and we're tied at 16 with a minute 20 to go first quarter. Here's Hinman down low from the right block. Couldn't get the layup to go. He was at a bad angle, and the shot didn't even hit the rim. Bounces back down. Afton with the rebound. Here's Hit. Dumps one off for Rivera in the right corner. Rivera back for Hit. Little give and go for Beach now in the right corner. Baseline 3, no good. Ripped down the rebound here for the Warriors was Robert Merrill. And back outside, Walton will look to set it up with a fresh shot clock. We're under a minute to go, first quarter. Working it down low for Michael Lindsay, blocked away by Shane McGovern. And back the other way here for Afton, Darren Heath. Ahead for Joe Devona, ball is on the line, and Afton can't hold on. Possession back here to Walton. Exciting first quarter here, folks. 45 seconds left as Walton will slowly work it up the court, left to right with Jared Beach. We're tied at 16. Here's Beach for Blake Hit, a deep three. That's NBA range, and that one rattles out. Rebound for Afton. Darren Heath down the right wing. Looks like he's going to go coast to coast. He's fouled, falls hard to the floor, and he'll go to the line for 2 here for the Crimson Knights as Beach got a good chunk of him as he went up for the hoop. Just an update from down the road here is the Sydney boys winning here tonight at the half, 27-15. We'll have some more updates from down in Sydney and hopefully in Harpersville as well. First shot coming here for Darren Heath of Afton. Off the mark, no good. 29 seconds to go, first quarter. 16-16 the score. Darren Heath at the line, looking to give Afton the lead late here in this first quarter. It's been an exciting one. Good shooting on both sides. Heath makes his first bucket of the night. And it's 17-16, Afton ahead. And Jared Beach will walk it up the floor for Walton. Down the right wing. Will the Warriors play for the last shot of the quarter, or will they try to get a quick one? Beach, a one-handed bounce pass to the far side, is knocked away by Connor Graven-Briggs. And that one out of play. Just to update you there, Sydney winning 27-15 over Deposit in boys action at the half. So 20 seconds to go, first quarter. Walton will get it in. To the far side for Rivera. Now into the corner for Beach. His shot is short. He tried a 3 ball from that left corner. Knocked down. And here's Hinman. Hinman with 10 seconds left for Afton. They work it up the floor. Left side outside the 3-point line for Darren Heath. Little floater at the buzzer. Off the mark. No good. Afton trying to get off one last shot. And that will do it for the first quarter. Afton leads 17-16. They couldn't get that last shot off at the buzzer. An exciting first quarter. We'll take a quick break and we'll have more boys hoops coming up for you here tonight I'm Nate Lowell, and you're listening to live high school basketball here tonight on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back here, folks. Walton with the ball to start the second quarter. It's Afton leading Walton 17-16 in boys action. Walton going left to right. They work it down low here for Alex Tweedy, the freshman, 6'3" in the game, misses the layup from the left side. Afton back the other way. Here's Stuhler for three. This one too hard. And Jared Beach skying up for the rebound. Walton looking to run, but it's stolen back, and then Walton will take it again. So Afton stole it. Walton got it back, and then Blake hits a three. So Blake hit now into double figures with 3 3-pointers and a 2-pointer. He's got 11. And Walton leads 19-17. Hinman back the other way. Tries a dribble drive from the right baseline. Misses the shot, out of play. Possession back to Walton. So, boy, that last possession was wacky. Two steals. Blake Hitt came away with it and nailed one from downtown for Walton. And they lead 19-17 here over Afton tonight on the Crimson Knights' home floor. Walton looking to add to it. Yes, they will. Michael Lindsay from the right baseline puts it in. He has six. And Walton leads 21-17, 6:50 to go, second quarter. And here's Deion Oakley inside for Hinman as Afton goes right to left against this zone here tonight for Walton, 3-2. Connor Graven-Briggs for three, and now the shot's not falling for Afton. Rebound for Walton down the left wing. Here comes Tyler Rivera. Back up top for Tweedy against the 3-2 zone that Afton is running. Here's Beach, skies to the hoop, misses the shot. Rebound is bounced off of an Afton player and back out of bounds, so it will stay with Walton. Nice play by Beach. He saw it was going out, did the old throw it off an Afton guy. And Walton will stay with possession here underneath their own basket. They lead 21-17. Get it right into Alex Tweedy off the glass and good. Tweedy with a layup from the right block, and Walton has opened up the biggest lead of the game, 23-17, here in boys basketball action tonight. Afton with the ball at half court now as they go right to left. They're in the home whites tonight with the black and the red trim. Walton in the orange with the black and white trim on the road tonight. Shot for Afton for Darren Heath in the corner is no good. Left side, Walton another rebound, and they are starting to use that size advantage. Now we're going to have a call here against Jared Beach. Just as he crossed half court for Walton, he put the stiff arm right into Darren Heath and tried to buy himself a little real estate. And instead, they will call that one against Jared Beach. So 5:50 to go, second quarter. Afton back with the ball as they go right to left. Inside now for Caleb Stuhler. Had it stripped, and Walton back the other way. Rivera trying to hold on. Gets it to Tweedy, and now for Beach. Now for Blake Hitt in the corner again. Blake Hitt with 14 points and another three-pointer here for Walton. They have their biggest lead of the game, 26-17, and Afton wants a timeout. 5:33 to go, second quarter. We'll take a quick break. I'm Nate Lowell, and you're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowell with you here tonight on CDO. We have some other final scores from around the MAC for you. We'll get there in just a second. In the meantime, Afton, right out of the timeout, will make a shot here with Joe Devona. He now has 5 points, as that one was right in the paint. It's Walton 26, Afton 19, with 5:10 to go, second quarter. And now a turnover for the Warriors as Jared Beach again tries a bounce pass to the left side, and it just went right through the hands of Rivera. Afton back up the court with the ball as they go right to left. 5:05 to go, second quarter. 3-2 zone still here for Walton. Afton looking to rotate quickly. Long three, top of the key. This one's good. Darren Heath, a long, deep bomb from downtown, and Afton getting back into this ball game. Walton leads 26-22. Heath now with four. Here's Jared Beach for Walton, a 6'2" point guard. Into the corner, three ball for Walton. That one is good. From the left corner baseline, a nice shot there for Michael Lindsay. He now has 9 points for Walton. So it's 29-22. Afton back the other way, into the left corner. Another three ball here. This one off the back rim for Darren Heath. Hinman with the rebound goes up. Thought he was fouled. Can't make the layup from the right block, and the Warriors come down with the loose change. Here's Walton going left to right. Down the right wing is Jared Beach looking to set up the offense. Dribble drive, bounces for the cutter, and that's good. Michael Lindsay was down there left side, got the pass from Beach, puts it in. So hit now has 14. Lindsay has 11 for Walton, and they lead 31-22. Two guys in double figures for the Warriors. Shot here off the front rim for Darren Heath. Rebound there for Afton's Connor Graven-Briggs, but he's fouled, and he'll go to the line for two. Down the road in Harpersville, boys action. Unadilla Valley defeating Harpersville 52-34. Also a final in the MAC for girls, Sydney defeating Deposit tonight 57-29. So those are two final scores for you tonight as Connor Graven-Briggs hits his first foul shot here for Afton. And of course we heard just down the road in Sydney that the Sydney boys are up on Deposit at the half 27-15. So here's Connor Graven-Briggs at the line, second shot no good. So the score remains 31-23 with 3:55 to go, second quarter. Walton on top, on the road here against Afton. Boys action tonight on CDO. Here's Blake Hitt, another NBA three. Does he have the range? He does. Blake Hitt with 17, his fifth three-pointer. And Richard Winans, head coach for Afton, has seen enough. Calls another timeout. We'll take a break as well. 3:41 to go, second quarter. Walton leads 34-23. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. 3:20 to go, second quarter. It's 34-25. Blake hit another three ball. Yes, this one from way downtown. He's got 20. And let me tell you, folks, he was well beyond NBA range that time. That's his sixth three-pointer, and he is on fire here for Walton. Back the other way, a three ball for Darren Heath from the left side. And they are trading the three-pointers here in Afton. 37-25 now. Walton on top with 2:50 to go, second quarter. Warriors down inside. Shot from the right block is no good there from Alex Tweedy. Back the other way for Afton. Here's Darren Heath. Steps back. This is a two-pointer. It's good. Darren Heath now with 9. A shot from about 20 feet out. It's 37-30. So Afton, despite the hot shooting from Blake Hitt with 6 three-pointers, is hanging around here. They trail by 7, 2:30 to go before the half. Walton going left to right. Back out to the top of the point here for Christian Rutherford. Has the ball knocked away. Here comes Afton going left to right for Hinman off the glass and good. Hinman now has 8, and Walton wants a timeout. End-to-end action. This is great here tonight. 2:17 to go, second quarter. Walton leads 37-32. We got a ball game, folks. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at chirinoinsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Just out of the timeout, Walton is going to shoot and score here with Alex Tweedy. He now has 4 points. The freshman standing 6'3 off the bench. Gives Walton a 39-32 lead with 1:52 to go before the half. Make sure to stay tuned for our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report as well. We'll break down all this crazy shooting in the first half. Both teams shooting it well from downtown. Let's try another one here. Caleb Stuhler for three. This one off the rim. Walton with the rebound and Christian Rutherford down the left wing. His pass is broken up here. Picking a pocket there was Stuhler. Now chucks one ahead here for Darren Heath. Heath, another three ball for Afton. It's good. Darren Heath on the right wing. He's got 12. That's a four-point game, 39-35. 1:25 to go, second quarter. Here's Rutherford. Works it inside for Tweedy. Shot from 15 feet off the mark, no good. Rebound out of bounds, and possession back to the white and red here of Afton. Boy, Afton is really shooting the ball well here the last couple of minutes in the second quarter, particularly Darren Heath, the senior point guard. Another shot from downtown. This one by Deion Oakley. Rebound for Hinman. He's off the mark. And Walton comes away with the loose change. 1:05 to go, second quarter. It's 39-35. Walton with the ball right side as they go left to right. Looking for Blake Hitt, but he is closely guarded here by Afton as he has hit 6 threes in this first quarter. Shot for Walton there is off the mark. Rebound out of bounds. Christian Rutherford couldn't find the range. So we're under a minute to go, second quarter. Afton down by 4. And here's Darren Heath, top of the key. Now for Caleb Stuhler. Works it inside for Hinman. Reverses for Deion Oakley. Left block. Tries to go to the right block. And now passes one off here for Hinman. He misses, but he's fouled with 40 seconds to go. Clock stops, and Hinman will go to the line. The 6'4" center here for Afton has 8 points. And will head to the line here. Two shots coming for Hinman, who had a great game last Friday against Sydney, and he's continuing that effort here tonight. Misses the first shot. I think he's just a little winded. He is really at his hands full down low with a lot of these Walton big guys, and he's done a good job. Sometimes hard when you have to step to the line there. You got to catch your breath. Hinman looking to hit the second one. Shot is up and through. That one was pure. Hinman now has 9, and it's 39-36 with 40 seconds to go before the half. Walton going left to right. They cross the Afton Central logo at half court. Here's Rutherford, far side for Hitt, who is being closely face guarded now by Deion Oakley. Kind of a box and one situation here as head coach Richard Winans does not want to see any more three-pointers go down for Walton here tonight. Shot from the outside now for Tweedy. This one no good. Back out for Blake Hitt for three. This one dies on the front rim. No good. Afton pulls it down. 10 seconds to go. They trail by three before the half. Here's Deion Oakley. Passes far side for Darren Heath. Deep three ball. This one dies on the rim. Hinman the rebound. We'll have a stop here with a whistle. 3 seconds to go. It's going to be a foul underneath against Hinman, who was trying to push off for the rebound there. That was a good-looking shot from Darren Heath. Just didn't quite have enough mustard on it. So Walton will have 3 seconds. They get it off to Blake Hitt. He's going to chuck it up full court. This one off the mark. And that'll do it at the half. It's 39-36. Walton on top. A great second quarter shooting for both Walton and Afton. Exciting action. We'll talk about it all here on our halftime report brought to you by Mirabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today, 563-HEAT. That's 5-6-3 Heat. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Again, at the half, Walton leads 39-36 on the road here in boys action in Afton. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to Live High School Basketball on WCDO.
This coming heating season, let Morabito keep life affordable. Morabito Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market, whether it's for fuel oil or propane. Ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. You'll discover a payment plan option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here live tonight on WCDO. Also, thanks for joining us tonight on WCDOsports.com, our streaming service courtesy of SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. You can also go back anytime and listen to any game we've done, whether it be football, soccer, basketball. We have those archived for you. You can go, you can download them, listen anytime. And, of course, that service also courtesy of SFCU. Boy, what a great first half. I dare say that's the best shooting we've seen so far this year here at any of the games we've done on WCDO. Guys, putting up the three balls, and they are going down for both Walton and Afton here. As at the half, boys action tonight, Walton leads 39-36. Our halftime report is brought to you by Morabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions. With outstanding customer service, call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Let's run through the scoring summary. First for Walton, Jared Beach, their 6'2" guard, only with 2 points. Hurt his knee there in that first quarter. He was on a breakaway. Looked like he was maybe going to try to go up for the slam dunk. Knee kind of buckled on him. He had to go to the bench for a while. We're glad that's all it was, as you see way too many knee injuries in basketball these days. He's back in the game, but he only has 2 points. I'm sure we will see him get some more. He averages around 12 or 13 a game. Blake hit with 20 points in the first half for Walton. Hit 6 3-pointers. He did hit one layup for his other basket, but 20 points in the first half, and we knew he could shoot the ball. He came in with 15 three-pointers so far in the season, and we saw him slice and dice against Unitego as well a couple of weeks ago, but he is really off to a hot start here tonight. Afton took 2 timeouts as Richard Winans was not pleased with the defense, but it's tough. It's one of those nights where Blake Hitt is hitting from NBA range, and I'm not joking you. He is back 2 or 3, maybe 4 steps behind the three-point line here in the Afton gymnasium, and he is just dialed in. I think he only missed 2 3-pointers in that first half. A great shooting performance so far for the junior wearing number 4 for Walton, Blake Hitt. Michael Lindsay with 11 points, the other guy in double figures tonight for the Warriors. Robert Merrill with 2, and Alex Tweedy, the 6'3" freshman off the bench with 4 for Walton. On the other side, a guy shooting equally as well as Darren Heath, the senior guard, has really done a nice job tonight. He has 12 points. And just when it looked like Walton was starting to make that run, which could be the difference in the game where they start to pull away, it was Heath who came down the floor, hit a couple of 2-pointers, and then nailed a big big-time three-pointer from the right side, stepped into it and hit it. That really energized both the Afton team, the Afton bench, but the Afton crowd as well. As he was running back down the floor, Heath had both hands in the air saying, let's go, we need some support here, and they got it. For Afton to only be trailing by three when Blake Hitt has the first half that he had for Walton, that's absolutely incredible. A great testament to the Afton boys for fighting back here. Deion Oakley with 2 points for Afton. Caleb Stuhler with three. Joe Devona with five. Connor Graven-Briggs at one foul shot. He has 1 point. Shane McGovern with four. And Kyle Hinman with nine. And if they can continue to get the ball down low to Hinman, he's getting some looks, even in the land of the trees down there with all the Walton size that they have. Hinman has done a nice job. He's got his hands full rebounding the ball, but he has done a good job of boxing out and cleaning up loose balls, as well as hitting some shots when they've been able to get it to him at the high post. Let's take a quick break. 39-36 is the score here. Our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Again, Walton on top by three. On the road, boys action tonight here in the MAC. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to live high school basketball here tonight on WCDO.
We're specialists in you. Robert Design Care Associates. We care about the way you see. You'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes, and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here on WCDO. Boy, a great night for basketball here in Afton between Walton and Afton. A boys game here tonight. Walton leading 39-36. So hard to win on the road in the MAC, that's for sure. We see Unadilla Valley picking up a nice win tonight over Harpersville, just down I-88 here, 52-34. UV is a tough, tough team. Let me tell you, they should have won that ball game, I think, last week against, 2 weeks ago now, against Unadilla Valley. Boy, they had that one on the road. I thought they just couldn't hit a shot at the buzzer. That was certainly a tough one. But Unadilla Valley is going to be a team down the road to contend with, that's for sure. End of the third quarter up in Sydney. Boys game there between the Warriors and Deposit. It's 43-22. Sydney on top there. Of course, in our girls game here tonight, before between Walton and Afton, it was Walton winning 42-38. Good solid game there. It went right down to the wire between the Warriors and the Crimson Knights. And as we said earlier as well, the Sydney girls defeating Deposit on the road 57-29. So another key win for the Sydney girls, as they are off to a good start. But they got some big games coming up. Sydney and Unitigo next week on Wednesday for the girls from Unitigo High. That's going to be a fun one that we'll have for you here on CDO as well. All right, we're going to take one last quick break. We'll come back with the start of the third quarter. Walton boys leading Afton on the road, 39-36. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on WCDO Sports.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here tonight on CDO, also on WCDOsports.com. Afton has the ball to start the third quarter as they go left to right to start things off. Shot for Connor Graven-Briggs, no good. Pulling down the rebound there was Shane McGovern. He couldn't get it to go, and here comes Walton going right to left to start things off. In this third quarter, they lead by three. Walton in the orange tonight here with the black and the white trim, says Walton across the chest in white lettering. Afton in the home whites with the red and black trim, says Afton in black and red lettering across the chest there. Here's Jared Beach, and guess what, folks? Another three ball to start this second half for Walton as Beach hits his first one of the night. And now it's a six-point lead, 42-36 here for Walton. And a good opening possession there for the Warriors as Beach just had a top of the key. They left him open, and he was able to hit. Ball out of bounds now as Afton brings it up the floor. It was knocked away by Walton, so Afton will have the ball at half court to inbounds. Shane McGovern will toss one in here to Darren Heath, who has a team-high 12 points here for the Crimson Knights. They work it inside for Hinman. Has his pocket picked, though, by Blake Hitt. Hit with 6 three-pointers. Yes, that's six in the first half. He tries a two-pointer here. Off the mark, no good. Hinman with the rebound for Afton. Pulls it down. Gets it to McGovern. And ahead now for Darren Heath. Left side, bounce pass into the corner for Connor Graven-Briggs. His shot hits the back rim, dies there, falls down for the rebound. Off the mark and back to Walton as the ball goes out of play. 6:45 to go, third quarter. Walton leads 42-36. And Jared Beach will walk the ball up the floor here for the Warriors in the early part of this third quarter. Crosses the half-court timeline in front of the scorer's table. Dribble drive into the paint, down low. Ball is on the floor. Everybody tied up. We'll have a jump ball, and possession will stay with Walton. 6:33 to go, third quarter. Walton will inbounds by the right block underneath the basket. Here's Jared Beach looking for some options. Gets it into the paint. Jump shot there for Robert Merrill. Off the mark, no good. Nice rebound for Afton's Caleb Stuhler on the right block. Outlet pass to Darren Heath. And here's Heath into the paint for McGovern. His shot off the mark, no good. Hinman comes down with the rebound. It's loose, knocked out of bounds, and possession stays with the Crimson Knights. And they'll have a fresh shot clock to work with. 6:17 to go, third quarter. Walton on top, 42-36. McGovern gets the ball in, lofts one high up there for Darren Heath. Long three ball downtown. He got it. And that one was from about Bainbridge, I think, as he was up near half court, it seemed. 42-39. He has 15. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Here's Walton back the other way, and another three ball, this time in the right corner. Excellent shot there for Michael Lindsay, and he has 14. He averages 16 a game, usually, to lead Walton. They lead 45-39. Exhibition of great shooting here tonight. Afton back the other way, down to the left block. Shot for Caleb Stuhler up and good, and he has five. Nice little left-handed layup there for Stuhler. Walton leads 45-41 with 5:35 to go, third quarter. Walton with the ball, left side. They work it to the foul line for Merrill. Back out. Three ball here, off the mark for Jared Beach. Warriors come down with the rebound for Blake Hitt, right corner. Three ball, this one off the back rim, no good. And we'll have a foul here against Walton. And they call Michael Lindsay over the back here on the rebound. So possession goes back to the Crimson Knights. 5:15 to go, third quarter. And Afton trailing on their home floor, 45-41. Looking to cut into it a little bit more here. Here is Stuhler, drives the baseline off the glass and good. Stuhler will have a chance for a three-point play. He goes to the line. He now has 7 points, and it's a two-point ball game and possibly a one-pointer if he can make this foul shot. 5:09 to go, third quarter. Walton going to the bench. Jared Beach will have a seat, and Christian Rutherford will come back in here for the Warriors. As Caleb Stuhler to the line, his foul shot doesn't get the shooter's roll, hit the rim twice, bounced out of bounds, but the ball tipped off of Walton and will stay here with Afton. So they trail by two. Quickly getting the ball into the right corner here for Darren Heath. Back out for Hinman, top of the key, back for Stuhler, and his three-pointer is good. Hinman found Stuhler at the top of the key. He's in double digits with 10, and Afton has the lead 46-45 with 4:50 to go, third quarter. Here's Blake Hitt, thought about a three, and now into the left corner for Rivera. Back out for Hitt. He tries the three ball, and he got it. He's got 23, his seventh three of the night, and Walton with the lead, 48-46. Afton tries the baseball home run pass down the length of the floor for Hinman. Off his hands, out of bounds, and back to Walton. So they lead 48-46. Warriors another three. Blake hit from downtown. This one off the mark, no good. Afton going left to right, back the other way for Hinman. Spin move in the paint, off the glass, and good. Hinman's into double figures. He's got 11. Tie ball game, 48-all, with 4:20 to go, third quarter. Here's Blake hit for Rutherford, and he is fouled by Connor Graven-Briggs on the left wing, out by the three-point line. So we'll have a whistle, 4:16 to go, third quarter. Blake hit 23 points to lead Walton with 7 three-pointers here, folks. 4:16 to go, third quarter. Walton will inbounds the ball into the corner here for Rivera as Walton goes right to left, along the baseline, down to the left block, up top for hit. Guess what? Three ball, off the rim, no good. Walton pulls down the rebound. Rivera, pump fake, up with the left hand and in. Sweet finger roll there for Tyler Rivera, his first 2 points of the night. And Walton leads 50-48 with 3:55 to go, third quarter. Afton now working it around. Shot there from downtown, rattles out. Rebound for Darren Heath. He gets the tip to go, and he's got 17. We're tied at 50. 3:40 to go, third quarter. 17 for Darren Heath. Followed the miss there by Shane McGovern and just tipped it in almost like a drill you do in practice. Ball is loose, and Afton will get a steal down the right wing. Going the length of the floor is Connor Graven-Briggs, but he will travel as he tried to go up for the right-handed layup. Just got a little too anxious, I think, and he had some traffic coming behind him. And so a turnover for Afton gives the ball back to Walton. We are tied at 50 with 3:20 to go, third quarter. They work it inside for Michael Lindsay. Turnaround shot is good, and Lindsay now has 16 for Walton. They lead 52-50 with 3:10 to go, third quarter. Afton back the other way, into the paint for Hinman. Back out here for Darren Heath. He's got 17. Dribble drive, 15-footer for Heath. Off the mark, no good. Hinman with the rebound, tries to go up. Blocked away, but he gets his own rebound. Now it's loose on the floor. He's tied up for a jump ball, and it will stay with Afton because of the arrow. 2:57 to go, third quarter. Walton leads 52-50. Ball will be by the left block underneath the basket here as Afton goes left to right, and Shane McGovern will inbounds the ball. Gets it in. Three ball here for Afton is good. Connor Graven-Briggs hits his first three-pointer of the night. He's got 4 points. And Afton leads 53-52 with 2:45 to go, third quarter. And now a turnover by Walton as Blake hit, tried to loft it up over the zone. Down low for Robert Merrill. A little miscommunication and the ball out of bounds. Darren Heath is going to go to the bench here for Afton, and Joe DeVona will come back in. I think it's a smart move here by Coach Winans for Afton. Get Darren Heath a little bit of extra rest here before the fourth quarter and hope your team can keep playing well without him on the floor. He's kind of their point guard general. Another three ball for Afton, right side. This one for Connor Graven-Briggs, no good. Rebound for the Warriors down the right wing, coast to coast, off the glass, and no good there for Alex Sorachinski. Rebound is off of Blake Hitt. And Afton will have the ball. So Afton leads 53-52. 2:15 to go, third quarter. They break the little three-quarter press. Back the other way. Dribble drive here for Caleb Stuhler. He's fouled as he tried to go up for the layup right side. Robert Merrill with the foul. And Stuhler will go to the line. 6'3" senior here for Afton has 10 points, including a huge three-point play, which gave Afton the lead just a couple of minutes ago. So here's Stuhler shooting two. First shot is up, and nothing but net there for Caleb Stuhler. He's got 11. Deion Oakley checking back into the ball game here and heading over to the bench. Will be Connor Graven-Briggs, who hit that three ball just a minute ago for Afton. Second shot is good for Caleb Stuhler. He's got 12. 55-52, Afton on top with 2:10 to go, third quarter. Great game here tonight. Boys action on CDO between Afton and Walton. Here is Blake Hitt, who has 7. Yes, 7 three-pointers tonight for Afton. Lost the ball, though, and Hinman comes away with it for Afton. Hinman to half court. He's a big guy, but he can dribble. Finally passes off here for Joe DeVona, right side, as Afton goes left to right. Here's McGovern at half court. Left side for Oakley. Tries to get the Hinman off his hands. Here comes Walton. Robert Merrill, coast to coast, up and in. Right-handed finger roll layup, and it's 55-54. Nice play there by Robert Merrill, the steal and the finish. He now has 4 points. Afton leading by one here with 1:30 to go, third quarter. Another steal for Walton. Down the left wing, going right to left. Here's hit for Sorachinsky off the glass and good. His first 2 points of the night. And it's a 56-55 lead. Afton will take a timeout. Darren Heath is going to check back in after that quick breather. Heck of a ball game here tonight, folks. Walton leads by one. Towards the end of the third quarter, we'll take a break. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more exciting basketball action here tonight on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO. 1:10 to go here, third quarter from Afton High School. And it's a one-point lead for Walton in boys action, 56-55. And Afton trying to crawl back in here with Darren Heath. A shot off the mark, no good from the left baseline. Walton down the floor. They go right to left in the orange and black tonight. Sorachinsky, three ball, got the shooter's roll, and it goes down. Sorachinsky with five. And now Walton leads 59-55. Now Hinman back the other way. Dribble drive, left-handed layup is good. And Hinman has 13 for Afton. Back to a two-point ball game. 59-57, Walton on top. Left baseline, shot no good for Rivera. And Darren Heath comes down with the rebound. The point guard does for Afton. 25 seconds to go in the quarter. Outside shot here for Afton from Caleb Stuhler off the mark. And Dion Oakley pulls down the rebound, and we'll have a whistle on the play. Looks like they'll say that Dion Oakley actually fouled to get that rebound. So possession back to Walton. Will they play for the last shot of the third quarter? 20 seconds to go. Hit with the ball. Far side for Rivera. Rivera looking for some options against the zone. They get it for Lindsay down low. Back out for Rivera. Now for Blake Hitt. Pump fakes the three. Gets into the paint. Lofts one up. No good. Lindsay comes down with the rebound, but he's fouled. And Dion Oakley says, how can that be a foul on me? But sometimes the Zebra crew is just going to catch you, even if it wasn't maybe a foul on you. 6:3 to go, third quarter. Ball will be from the left block. Walton trying to get it in. I think that was just a pretty good inadvertent play for two guys going for the ball. Either way, Walton gets it back. They inbounds and will throw it away, but again, tipped by Afton. No, this one was tipped by Walton, so possession goes back to Afton. Looked like they might have changed the call there for a second. So Afton with 6 seconds left, third quarter. They bring it up the floor. Dion Oakley, a three ball at the buzzer. This one won't go. Walton with the rebound, and that'll do it for the third quarter. Walton leads 59-57. It's going to be an exciting fourth quarter coming up. One quick final from down the road. The Sydney boys win 52-35 over deposit. Again, the Sydney boys win 52-35 over deposit. And we'll have the fourth quarter coming up here. Walton leads 59-57 on the road against Afton. Boys action. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more here tonight on WCDO Sports.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO Sports. Start of the fourth quarter. Walton leads 59-57. Here's Blake Hitt for three. Can't get this one to connect. Darren Heath with the rebound for Afton as they go left to right. Crossing the timeline at half court, here's Stuhler for three. Got it. And it is a three. I thought maybe the foot was on the line, but Stuhler gets it. He's got 15. Afton retakes the lead, 60-59, early here in this fourth quarter. Walton going right to left, and here's Tweedy from the left side. This one off the mark, no good, but Rivera gets it to go. He now has 4 points. Walton takes the lead, 61-60. Good effort play there by Rivera. Afton back the other way for three with Connor Graven-Briggs. He has 7. That one from the left corner, and it's 63-61. Here's Hit down the right side. Into the paint, no good. Hinman pulls down the rebound, and Afton will bring it up the floor. Still looking to run with Darren Heath. Back into the corner for Connor Graven-Briggs. This one off the mark, no good. Ball off the hands of Tweedy, and will stay here with Afton. So Afton in the home whites tonight with the red and black trim. Walton in the orange with the black and white trim. And Afton will have the ball underneath their own basket by the right block. They lead 63-61 with 6:53 to go fourth quarter. Here's Stuhler. Kicks one out for Darren Heath. Top of the key. Fades away. Almost got it to go. Hinman with a big rebound. And this one on the line. Lost it off his hands and out of bounds. Possession back to Walton. 6:44 to go, fourth quarter, and the home team, Afton, here tonight with a 63-61 win, trying to pick up a big victory in the MAC. Here's Jared Beach, who hurt his knee in the first quarter, into the corner for Michael Lindsay, and he tries for three and gets it left side. Michael Lindsay with 19 here for Walton. They retake the lead, 64-63. Here's Stuhler with a dribble drive, lost it as he got sandwiched between two defenders. Walton back the other way. Here's Tweedy, and now they'll put the brakes on and slow down a little bit. Front of the scorer's table with Jared Beach. Beach gets around and finds Sorachinsky from the right side. His three ball is off the mark, no good. And Afton down the right wing with Connor Graven-Briggs. Skips across the zone for Darren Heath. Dribble drive left side through the trees, no good. Rebound for Hinman, yes. Hinman gets it to go. He's got 15. And again, Afton with a 65-64 lead with 5:50 to go, fourth quarter. And here is Jared Beach to the right side as Walton goes right to left. They work it inside for Lindsay. Back to the far side for Tweedy. Pump fakes again for Lindsay. Right side. Three ball. Got it. Michael Lindsay now with 22 for Walton. And they lead 67-65 with 5:25 to go fourth quarter. Inside for Hinman. Turnaround shot. This one in the paint. No good. Beach pulls down the rebound. We'll bring it up the floor here for Walton with a crossover. Beach to the right side. Again, looking for Sorachinsky. His shot no good. Hinman and Lindsay were fighting for the rebound off of Michael Lindsay of Walton, and possession will be back with Afton. Substitution as Shane McGovern comes back in here for Joe Devona with 5:12 to go, fourth quarter. It's 67-65. Walton on the road. They are sandwiched right in the middle of the MAC standings right now. They need this win. Afton looking for the lead again here. A long three from the left side for Darren Heath. Off the mark, no good. And off of Hinman on the rebound, and possession back to Walton. Every possession will count from here on out. 5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO. It's going to be a good finish. Here's Jared Beach inside for Robert Merrill. Off the glass and good. And Merrill has 6 points. Walton back to a 4-point lead, 69-65. Back down for Afton. They get loose in the paint here with Connor Graven-Briggs. He lost it. Walton comes away with a steal, and Jared Beach will walk it up the floor. 4:30 to go, fourth quarter. Walton leads by 4. Here's Sorachinsky right side. His shot is short. Walton pulls down the rebound with Graven-Briggs. Down the left side for Stuhler. Stuhler left corner. Three ball, no good. Rebound for Hinman. He puts it up and gets the roll. Hinman now with 17, and it's back to a 2-point ball game. He has done a tremendous job on the glass tonight for Afton. 4:10 to go, fourth quarter. 69-67, Walton ahead. Here's Sorachinsky in the right corner, back out for Beach. Pulls it down and finds Blake Hit. Hit back for Beach, for Sorachinsky. Thought about a three, 15 on the shot clock, working against this Afton zone. They try to go inside, knocked away. Good defense by Shane McGovern of Afton. And Darren Heath brings it down the floor as Afton goes left to right. They trail by 2. They get it inside for Hinman, and he tries to pass into the corner. Knocked and stolen away by Walton. Beach up the floor with 3:35 to go, fourth quarter. They lead by 2. Beach to the left side. dribbles in, now back out for Tweedy. Far side for Sorachinsky and back to Tweedy, top of the key, closely guarded by Hinman. For Beach, left side, he tries a three, nicks off the front of the rim. Afton pulls down the rebound with Shane McGovern. Ahead now for Caleb Stuhler. He drives into the paint for Hinman. Got the bucket and he's fouled. Hinman from the right block. We're tied up and he'll try to give Afton the lead. Hinman with 19. Boy, and the junior, 6'4", wearing number 40, has had a heck of a night here for the Crimson Knights. 3:13 to go, fourth quarter, and we're tied at 69. And Kyle Hinman will try to give Afton the lead. And it's going to come down to a chess match here in the last couple of minutes between these two clubs, that's for sure. It's been back and forth all night. Hinman to the line, trying to regain this lead for Afton. His shot is up and good. Hinman has 20. And Afton leads 70-69 as we come up on 3 minutes to go. Fourth quarter here from Afton High School on CDO tonight. Here's Rivera, left side as the Warriors go right to left. Working down low for Tweedy, and the freshman dribbles in. Back out for Rivera, left side. For Tweedy, he's outside the three-point line. Here's hit, dribble drive, into the paint, finger roll, off the glass, no good. Hinman rips down the rebound for Afton. The big guy can dribble as well, and he dribbles his way out of trouble. Ahead for Darren Heath. Now for Caleb Stuhler, left side, shot, and he's fouled. Stuhler started that one on the left baseline, dribbled his way all the way into the paint, about 10 feet out, threw up the shot, was fouled, and he'll head to the line. Here's the team foul situation. Afton with five team fouls, and, Walton with five team fouls, and Afton with three. Stuhler to the line, and he's got 16. So Afton has three guys in double figures. Hinman with 20, Stuhler with 16, Heath with 17. Stuhler again, he hits both, and Stuhler now with 17. And we'll have a timeout taken here by Afton. 2:38 to go, fourth quarter. Afton leads 72-69. We'll take a quick break. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises. Prizes. Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back here, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on CDO, also on WCDOsports.com. Going to be a great finish here late in this fourth quarter. It's 72-69. Afton trying to pick up a huge win against Walton here on their home floor at Afton High School. 2:38 to go, fourth quarter. Maybe you're joining us coming home from another game here tonight. We got a late start here. And hopefully we can treat you to a good finish here in this boys' contest. 2.5 to go. Walton with the ball going right to left. Here's Michael Lindsay in the corner. He's stripped. And here comes Deion Oakley. Oakley leaves it off for Shane McGovern in the backcourt. Walking it up here is Darren Heath. He crosses the timeline to the far side for Oakley. And Afton looking to run a little clock here now. Down to 2:15 to go, fourth quarter. 20 to go on the shot clock. They get it from McGovern. Inside for Caleb Stuhler. Layup rolls out. Hinman, though, looking for the rebound. Deion Oakley comes in to help out. He goes up. He misses the layup. And another one for Hinman, and that one's good. Hinman from the left block. He's got 22. And Afton leads 74-69, their biggest lead of the night. 1:50 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Tyler Rivera, top of the key, dribble drive all the way to the hoop. He gets it to go. No, he won't. It just rattles out, but he's fouled and will go to the line. Boy, that one looked like it was about halfway down before popping out. And these are two big free throws for the senior, Tyler Rivera. Has 4 points on the night and will head to the line. These are some big shots from the charity stripe here for the Warriors. 1:47 to go. First shot for Rivera off the mark, no good. So still a 5-point ball game. Afton ahead on their home floor. 1:47 to go, fourth quarter. Second shot coming here for Tyler Rivera for Walton. This one off the rim, no good. Too short. Afton the rebound. The outlet pass to Darren Heath through his hands. And the ball right back to Walton. So Walton trails 74-69. Blake hit for Walton with 7 3-pointers tonight. So we know they can get back in this game in a hurry if they really need to. He's been very heavily shadowed on defense in the second half. He had 6 in the first half. 6 of those 3-pointers. And he's got Deion Oakley draped all over him here. Walton with the ball going right to left here. Sorachinsky can't get it to go. Shot from the left side, 3, no good. Rivera pulls it back down. Back to Sorachinsky. He's blocked there by Hinman. Great defense. Hitt gets it back. Top of the key. Good. Blake Hitt, his 8th three-pointer of the night. We'll have a timeout. Blake Hitt with 26. And with 1:22 to go, fourth quarter, we got a 2-point ball game. Afton leads 74-72. Let's step away for 30. I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to Live High School Hoops here on CDO.
Catskill Travel, now at their new location, 24 River Street in Sydney. And now with a great Hawaii group cruise. With 2-night pre-cruise stay in Honolulu, April 9th to the 18th, 2015. Visit the beautiful Hawaiian islands of Maui, Kauai, and Hawaii. Staying overnight on Maui and Kauai. Inside cabins and pre-cruise tour rates start at only $17.99. Airfare from Albany additional. Catskill Travel, 24 River Street in Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Afton with the ball with 1:10 to go, fourth quarter. They are up by 2 points here on CDO, trying to hang on for this win here on their home floor. Here's Caleb Stuhler going left to right. Finds Hinman down low off his hands. Tried to find him on that backdoor cut, out of bounds. Walton will have the ball. 1 minute to go here, fourth quarter. They trail by 2. It's going to come right down to some of the final possessions here, folks. Walton in the orange and the black. Afton in the white and the red. Blake Hitt finds Sorachinsky. They go down low to Michael Lindsay. He's fouled by Shane McGovern. 22 seconds to go on the shot clock. Here's the foul situation. Both teams with 5 team fouls. So we're still a couple away from the 1-1. 47 to go here. 47 seconds, that is, to go. Fourth quarter. Walton with the ball. They trail 74-72. Here's Sorachinsky. Tries to send it inside. Thought that might have been a kick ball. Afton comes away with it, though. Walton fans wanted the kick. I think they should have gotten it. 35 seconds to go. Afton with the ball. And here is Darren Heath, and Afton's going to take a timeout with 30 seconds to go. We'll keep it right here. Afton leads 74-72. Boy, that last possession, Walton tried to send it inside on a bounce pass, and it certainly looked like a kick. Walton fans wanted it. Zebra Crew says play on. So a 74-72 ball game. Afton has survived so far 8 three-pointers here from Blake Hitt tonight. Blake Hitt has 26 for Walton. Michael Lindsay has 22 to lead Walton as well. On the other side, they've had a nice night as well from Darren Heath with 17, Caleb Stuhler with 17, and Kyle Hinman with 22 to lead Afton. So 3 guys in double figures for the Crimson Knights and 2 in double figures here for the Warriors. And this is probably the best shooting we've seen so far this season. I just think it's one of those nights. It tends to happen once in a while. Both teams get hot, and you get a barn burner game like this. A lot of fun. Glad we could be here for it. So both teams breaking out of the timeout here as we have 30 seconds to go in the ball game. And Afton with the ball. They lead 74-72. They'll have the ball right here in front of our table at half court as Afton goes left to right. And this is going to be big because you know Walton's going to bring this pressure. They get the ball into Caleb Stuhler. He's outside the three-point line with 25 to go, fourth quarter, in the right corner. Stuhler, he's tripped as he tried to turn the corner, and it's going to be a foul here on Robert Merrill. I thought Merrill had some pretty good defense there. Stuhler turned the corner. They call the block. 22 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Afton will have the ball underneath the basket. 18 to go on the shot clock. Walton's going to make a substitution. Michael Lindsay is going to come out, and Christian Rutherford is going to check in. And so here comes Shane McGovern, looking to get the ball inside to Hinman. Goes up, can't make the shot, but he's fouled. And Kyle Hinman, the 6'4" center, will go to the line. He's got 22 points tonight, and he's done so well dealing with all the size that Walton has inside. And now he has a chance to perhaps make this a two-possession game with 21.6 seconds to go. Here's Hinman to the line for 2. First shot is up and good. 23 now for Hinman. Michael Lindsay's going to check back into the ball game here for Christian Rutherford. I think head coach Dave Gardepi there was just going with a little bit of strategy, but after the foul, he has to put Lindsay back in. You want his three-point shot out there. So Afton now leads by three. Now they lead by four. 24 for Hinman. And Afton leads 76-72 with 21 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Blake Hitt has 8 three-pointers. Can he make it 9? No, we'll take a timeout first. Dave Gardepi will take a timeout to talk things over with 18.3 to go. Fourth quarter, 76-72 the score. We'll keep it right here again on CDO. And Walton is probably going to try to set something up here. There's a variety of guys that could take this shot. Of course, Blake Hitt with 8 three-pointers tonight and 26 points. You'd love to get him an open shot, but Walton has had a tough time getting him the ball here in the second half, as we saw back late in that first half, head coach Dick Winans for Afton called 2 straight timeouts after Hitt hit 2 NBA 3-pointers. He was way back there, and he was furious with his team's defense. Since then, they've really locked down on him, as much as you can do when a guy hits eight three-pointers in one night. So if you want to get the ball to Hitt, it's going to be difficult. Michael Lindsay, we've seen, even though he's a big guy, 6'2", tends to like to be down on the low block. We've seen him step out in the corner for some three-pointers, so Afton's going to have to keep an eye on him. I think Jared Beach as well, he's only got 5, but he's a guy that could step back, a senior, he has the experience, so he's someone else that if Afton is going to go for the three-pointer, that's who you'd want to go to. The other philosophy is go for the quick two and get a foul and try to play that chess game. So we'll see what Walton decides to do with head coach Dave Gardepi here. Hitt gets the ball into Tyler Rivera. Let's see what they drew up on the whiteboard in the timeout. They get it for Lindsay in the corner. Down low for Merrill. Turnaround shot. Missed, but he's fouled down low. So Walton decides to try to go for two, and then I would assume they would try to foul, but this works out. The clock is stopped here. Merrill is going to go to the line with 11.2 to go. Merrill, the senior, 6'4" center, has 6 points tonight. These are some big foul shots here for Walton. First shot is up, rattles around, and he gets the shooter's roll there. He's got 7. We're back to a three-point ball game. 11.2 to go. Walton with 2 more substitutions coming into the game, I'm assuming to take the quick foul. 76-73. Here's Merrill to the line. Second shot is off. It's short. And Deion Oakley rebounds it for Afton, and he's quickly fouled with 9.4 to go. And Afton leading 76-73. Here's the foul situation. Walton now with 18 fouls, and Afton with 6. So Deion Oakley with 2 points tonight is going to head to the line here for the Afton Crimson Knights with 9.4 to go. Fourth quarter. Afton leading by 3. These are some big foul shots here for the sophomore guard for the Crimson Knights. First shot is off the mark. No good. Ball is loose. Walton's going to come down with it. They get the ball to Robert Merrill. Now to Blake Hitt. 5 seconds to go. Hitt's going to pull up. Long 3. This one off the mark. It's loose. Lindsay with a shot at the buzzer. It's no good. And Afton wins 76-73. Huge upset win tonight for the Crimson Knights. They hold on and win by 3 on their home floor over Walton. Great win tonight here for Afton by 3. Make sure to stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll have our awards coming up. Tough loss tonight for the Warriors, but a great win for the Crimson Knights in front of a nice crowd here tonight in Afton. Again, the final 76-73. Post-game show, stats and awards coming up. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more here on WCDO Sports.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank mobile banking, you can download it. NBT Bank mobile banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first.
Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Live from Afton High School here tonight. Boys action just finishing up. Afton defeats Walton in a barn burner game, 76-73. A real joy to be here tonight for CDO. Just one of those nights. You never know what you're going to get. Both teams were red hot from downtown. A back-and-forth game, several lead changes, and Afton comes away with a big win in the MAC on their home floor, 76-73. Let's quickly run through the scoring summary for tonight's game. Five total guys in double figures tonight, three for Afton, two for Walton. First, let's do Walton. 5 points for Jared Beach, so a good job by Afton to hold him down, as he usually averages around 12. They did a nice job there. On the other side, you have Blake Hitt for Walton. Hitt 8 three-pointers tonight, 26 points for the junior. Again, 8 three-pointers, an outstanding night for Blake Hitt. Alex Sorochinski with 5, Tyler Ribeiro with 4, Michael Lindsay, 6'2", big guy inside for Walton, finishes with 22, Robert Merrill with 7, Alex Tweedy with 4. That rounded out the scoring there for the Walton Warriors. On the other side for Afton, Darren Heath finishes with 17, the senior guard. A lot of energy out there tonight for Afton. Caleb Stuhler finishes with 17 for the Crimson Knights. 5 for Joe Devona, 7 for Connor Graven-Briggs, 4 for Shane McGovern, and 24 big points to lead the way. Kyle Hinman here tonight for Dick Winans' club for Afton, picking up a 76-73 victory here tonight. Let's run through some out-of-town scores before we do our three awards. Down the road in Sydney, the Sydney boys win 52-35 over visiting Deposit. Nice win there for the Sydney Warriors. The Sydney girls on the road at Deposit, they win 57-29. Down the road in Harpersville, the Storm defeating the Hornets in boys action, 52-34. And, of course, the game here tonight that was a real close one, the Walton girls knocking off Afton 42-38. And a game that was back and forth right at the end there. Took a long time. We went on the air a little late tonight, but that was well worth watching the finish there, 42-38, the final, the Walton girls winning that contest here tonight before this boys game. Let's do our three awards here tonight, brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance Agency, ACO Brands of Sydney, and by NBT Bank. Let's do our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award first. NBT Bank putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports and activities. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. And I think this was a pretty easy one tonight. Blake Hitt for Walton. Knocked down 8 three-pointers at a game-high 26 points. He is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner, Blake Hitt of Walton. Excellent night here for the Warriors, Blake Hitt. Let's do our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on CDO. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. We'll give this to Darren Heath tonight from Afton. I thought he played some very good defense on the talented Walton guards, brought a lot of energy to the game. I considered him for the All-Purpose Award because he really was key in hitting some shots down the stretch in that second quarter right before halftime when Walton looked like they were going to go ahead. They got up by 5, 6, 7 points. It was Heath who brought them back with a couple of steals at midcourt where he was able to get the fast break going and find Caleb Stuhler and find Kyle Hinman. And I thought that was absolutely huge. So Darren Heath tonight from Afton, our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award winner. and our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award. Of course, brought to you by ACCO Brands, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that to Kyle Hinman of Afton. He scores 24 points tonight here to lead the Crimson Knights. I thought he did it all. He rebounded. He stole the ball. He got out in transition. He hit some shots from the outside. More importantly, he got those second-chance looks that really kept Afton in the ball game and allowed them to get this late lead. So Kyle Hinman of Afton, our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award winner tonight. That's going to do it for our broadcast again. Afton wins 76-73. Boys action here from Afton High School. So glad we could be here. A big thank you, of course, to Afton for having us. And a big thank you to Joe Gardner back in the WCDO studios for helping us out tonight. You can always go back and listen to our games online, WCDOsports.com. Check it out there in the archives. It'll be up shortly. And again, I'm Nate Lull. Join us next week. We got four games and five nights. Going to be a lot of fun. Have a great night here from WCDO Sports.